unique to kind of showcase what we were doing. So we were able to get our hands on a 20-foot shipping container, and then converted that to a stage, and kind of like a little green room for the artist. So
what's called?
It's turned out pretty cool.
Nice. It's called the Beatbox in Ohio. Fredericton shows are casual and intimate. Can you talk about some of the musicians and singer-songwriters you've had so far?
Yeah, we've had a wide array of songwriters. This year we've had gentleman Wyatt McCubbin. He's penned and wrote a lot of songs for Cody Johnson. We've had a duo called the band Lula. They're an up and coming, sort of like a southern bluegrass type country band. They write and a lot of their own music. This Sunday we have a gentleman coming in. His name is Aaron Ratier. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's written songs for Ella Langley. He's written songs, on the opposite end of the spectrum for, he has some cuts for the rock band Hailstorm.
Wow.
Also on the other end of the spectrum, he's written songs for, country legends, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Well, if that guy wrote Ella Langley's Choosing Texas, he'll be rolling into town in like a $200,000 Lamborghini or something, because that's a big song.
He's a great guy. He's very modest. He may be able to roll in a Lamborghini, but, something tells me he'll just even show up in a very modest ride. But he wrote Ella Langley, the song "You Look Like You Love Me." And then he wrote the song for Lainey Wilson, the 4x4 by You, which were both huge smash hits.
We play that one all the time, the 4x4 by You. So what do you hear from the artists themselves? What are they like about coming into this casual sort of backyard listening room type area in Ohio? What does it mean to them to get to perform in a venue like that?
We have had great responses, from the artists that come into town. They really dig the intimate setting. They dig the listening room vibe that we're trying to put on. So I don't know if your listeners are familiar with listening rooms and the settings. It's much different than going to a concert or a show. We encourage the crowd to kind of set the week down, as my wife would say, and just listen to the stories, listen to the songs that the artists are telling their stories about, and kind of be quiet and follow the lead of the artist. If they want to, if they want you to hoop it up a little bit and get excited, and that we're all for that. But if they want to showcase their craft and tell their stories, then just kind of settle in and relax and listen.
Oh, I love the sound of that. And I like how the Beatbox, you list your motto as support the storyteller. So this is a night to go hear some good storytelling.
It is. Absolutely. It is. And that's what we're trying to do. It's, I love, a great arena show and a great rock show, as much as anyone. But when we kind of stumbled upon the songwriting scene and what that meant, and how, in the day of, digital streams and stuff, maybe the songwriters aren't, as financially well off, I guess, as they were in years ago, that doing little things like this to try to support them and try to help them, showcase their craft and what they're doing is really exciting to us. And it, tries to help, build our little community and bring something a little different to the area.
Well, how do our listeners follow along with the Beatbox and know what kind of shows you've got coming up, and where can they get information?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website. It's thebeatbox43920.com. And then on that website, there's links to Facebook, links to Insta, and then also links for tickets. But most of the you know, daily updates or whatever are going to be through the socials, through Insta and Facebook, which our social media crew is very active in pushing, you know, new content out there to, you know, appeal to the local community.
I realize that 43920, you mentioned the zip code for East Liverpool.
That is, yes, absolutely.
Two of our most loyal listeners are from East Ohio. They call almost every day to give me song requests. So, but I know a lot of people be interested in this place, and that'll be Columbiana County. So the Beatbox. And mention again, what is the you have a show this weekend? What do people need to know about that?
Yeah, this show this weekend, that is this Sunday. Our doors open at 6. Music starts at 7. And what we try to do is we try to match up someone local as an opening act, and kind of pair them up with, you know, whatever our headliner is or whoever may be coming in from out of town. So music will start at 7 with local artist Adam Stasek. And then when he finishes up, Aaron Ratier, you know, will take the stage around 8. And he's the one I spoke about earlier that, you know, has, you know, number one hit songs for, you know, Ella Langley and, you know, likes of some of the big names in country music.
Now, the venue itself, is there lawn seating? Do you bring your own chair? Are there seats? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a pavilion that will hold around 100 seats. So there's seats available there. And we kind of have a couple different tiers of ticketing. We have, you know, front row for the folks that want to, you know, sit up close to the stage, and we have pavilion seating, and then we have the option to, you know, to bring your own seat and sit on the lawn.
And it looks like it's I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say we have those seating options, and then we also try to pair up with, you know, a local food truck or local food vendor, so there's someone there that, you know, so the folks that come can, you know, enjoy some live music, but also have the, you know, the ability to grab a bite to eat and relax there. And, you know, we don't sell any drinks there, but folks are welcome to bring their own coolers or their beverages of choice.
You mentioned opening acts. This is our Backyard Beaver County program. We salute local music. So I'm sure some of the musicians out there, I reach out to you. So don't be surprised. You get some emails and phone calls about, you know, them being support acts.
Yeah, absolutely, and we would love to do that. And you know, my wife and I we've kind of, and our friend, you know, we're very fortunate. We have a great helping community, and a great friend group that helps us with this. You know, but we have a lot of knowledge, I guess, about, you know, some of the Nashville scenes and some of the Nashville writers. But unfortunately, we probably still have a lot to learn about, you know, the great music scene locally here, where we could, you know, bring in some more of the local acts and, you know, help support that cause as well.
We'll be glad to work with you as well on that. And I'm looking at the setting. It looks pretty. You got like trees there. Is this near the Little Beaver Creek, or, you know, what's the setting look like?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the backyard of our home. And we're roughly 500 feet away from Beaver Creek. So,
okay.
You know, on days that it's nice and, you know, you can walk to the top of the Beatbox there, and you can, you know, look out over the stream and kind of relax a little bit. And then, you know, in the evening when we have a nice clear night, you know, the stars are out, that you can hear the water rushing a little bit, and, you know, you know, just the nice outdoor acoustics of kind of being down in the valley. It kind of lends itself very well to music.
And to try to describe, you mentioned it's in the stage is kind of built into a shipping container. Picture like a boxcar on a train, or something you would see on a gigantic cargo ship. One of those metal containers is where you built the stage into that. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a 20-foot shipping box, ones that you would see, you know, on an ocean vessel or on a train. And we, you know, we're fortunate to have a fabricator and some friends that, you know, kind of ran with our idea and helped us, you know, decorate the inside and you know, also get, you know, all the fabrication done and get it put in place. You know, from start to finish, when we started last spring, it was about 21 days from start to finish by the time we had it, you know, the box in hand till we were, you know, to our first show went live. So it's definitely, you know, definitely owe a lot of thanks to our, you know, local community and to our friend group that's helped us, you know, get to where we're at right now.
It's a great idea for a local music right there in the East Liverpool, Fredericton, Ohio area, right across the border from us. And I'll tell you what, Brian, I'll put a story on our website too. And I've been recording most of the interview. I'll put that on there, and I'll have all the website and everything, a link to that. So if anyone has any questions or they want to know how they can score tickets this Sunday, they'll be able to do it right on our website.
Yeah, absolutely. There's ticket links on our website, and we entered a promo code this morning, promo code Beaver. For any of your listeners that may be interested in coming and checking it out to offer a discount to get people down there this Sunday just to see what we're doing, check us out and see what we're all about.
Oh, way cool. We appreciate that. And you'll see me down there soon. I can't make it this Sunday, but I'll be down there for one of the ones coming up, I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to meet you and love to show you what we're doing.
All right, Brian, keep up the great work and keep in touch with us. And I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah, very good. Thank you for your time this morning.
You take care, and good luck with the beatbox.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, bye.